stomachless dump in his rain test clothes where the yarding had left the chunks in rows, and kicking a hunk of bark with a stump. From the stump, the hooker was cursing the crew in the bunk. Oh, what a crew in a chicken crap show. Holy old lightning, old Christ, but they're slow. Their ways are styled like a 4-year child, and they don't know Shinola from Honey Wild. Just then came the holler of hi and a toot. Trees in the bight began to uproot, with snapping of chunks and jangle and thumps as the turn crashed on over windfalls and stumps. But one forked stump, that is a schoolmarm stump, one forked stump, 3 board holes high, was sure to hang up ere the turn went by. No tight line shy that the hooker tried would flip the bite to the other side. So to get some slack, he reared her back and he hollered and raved like a maniac. With a curse and a cry, he threw his gloves on high, tossed back his head and spoke to the sky. Oh, God in your heaven, come down if you can. Don't send me your son, it's a job for a man. With marlin spiked teeth and a breath of fire, and whirl all the kinks out of this choke of wire. Then a raven screamed, and the whistle tooted. The haulback slacked and the rigging scooted, and caught in the bite of those chokers tight, 'twas the last hang up that hooker would fight. Now, strange as it seems, it has oft been spoke, that many a truth is spoken in joke. For God of our soul is washing us all. 'Tis said he can tell when a sparrow should fall. And he must have heard, for the rigging was straight. There wasn't a kink nor a figure eight. So when you defy the highest of high, think of this tale and the hook-tending guy.